One of the compilers of the list each year is Tom Pink, Director of Public Relations for the university. He says the most nominations were received for selfie, taking a picture of yourself and then posting it on social media. Lots of people hate it, even though it was named the Word of the Year by the Oxford English Dictionary.
And so a lot of people thought that the selfie was kind of a selfish thing. As one person said it, it's a lame word. It's all about me, me, me.
And it should be no surprise that number two on the list of hated words is twerking.
Twerk and twerking, as you might expect, people started getting sick of that after Miley Cyrus's VMA performance. However, a lot of people were having fun with their nominations. One person from New York wrote, "I twitch when I hear twerk, for to twerk proves one is a jerk, or is at least twitching like a jerk." And another person from Arizona said, "It's time to dance this one off the stage."
And while he expected selfie and twerking to be on the new banishment list, Pink admits he was surprised by some of the other results.
Once the nominations started coming in, it was obvious that those were going to be in the top 10. What really surprised me this year was the fact that Obamacare was not the top word. We thought it would be last year's fiscal cliff, which was our top phrase. There were a decent number of nominations for Obamacare, but not nearly as many as we thought there'd be. So maybe everyone was too busy on the Health Care Act website.
Even more surprising was the popularity, or we should say the unpopularity, of Mr. Mom. He says it received nearly as many nominations as selfie and twerking.
It was the 30th anniversary of the movie Mr. Mom, so that may have had something to do with it, with news coverage, but I think it has something more to do with the economy and the fact that more women are bringing home the paychecks in families.
One of the people who nominated Mr. Mom calls it an insult to the millions of dads who are the primary caregivers for their children. And he asks, would we tolerate calling working women Mrs. Dad? From sports, especially in football, there were nominations for the word adversity and fan base. Someone called that the latest example of word inflation. So what's wrong with just fans? Also suggested for banishment are what Pink calls suffering suffixes. That is, taking the second half of the words Armageddon and apocalypse and coming up with Sailageddon and Snowpocalypse.
And I believe we can thank advertising and maybe weather reporters for bringing those to us because, as one person said, every passing storm is tagged as Iceageddon or Snowpocalypse, and you're hearing Ageddon in car sales, for instance. We're having a Carageddon, a Sailageddon this week.
Also banished from now on, thanks to political campaigns, is morally bankrupt, used to describe members of the other party. And from social media, hashtag. One person called its overuse hashtag annoying. As usual, Tom Pink spends much of his Christmas holiday putting together the list and then talking on the phone with reporters from around the world about it. It's at lssu.edu/banished, and nominations are accepted all year, especially through their website. I'm Herb Tricks. Hashtag signing off.